Brilliance Audio presents How History Gets Things Wrong, The Neuroscience of Our Addiction to Stories, by Alex Rosenberg, performed by Michael Naramore. 1. Besotted by Stories. It's almost universally accepted that learning the history of something, the true story of how it came about, is one way to understand it. It's almost as widely accepted that learning its history is sometimes the best way to understand something. Indeed, in many cases, it's supposed that the only way to understand some things is by learning their history. How History Gets Things Wrong explains why all three of these suppositions are wrong. Cognitive science, evolutionary anthropology, and most of all, neuroscience, are in the process of showing us at least three things about history. 1. Our attachment to history as a vehicle for understanding has a long evolutionary pedigree and a genetic basis. 2. Exactly what it is about the human brain that makes almost all the explanations history has ever offered us wrong. And 3. How our evolution shaped a useful tool for survival into a defective theory of human nature. Many readers find the first of these assertions easy to accept. Our recourse to history, true stories, as a means of understanding is proverbially second nature. If science can show it's literally first nature, bred in the bone, a part of what makes us tick, somehow genetically hardwired, it may help us understand features of human life and culture that are ancient, ubiquitous, and fixed beyond change. But the next two assertions will strike most readers as literally incredible. How could all the explanations history offers be wrong? And how could evolution by itself have saddled us with any particular theory, let alone a theory of human nature that is completely wrong? The three assertions that our confidence in history, our taste, our need for it, indeed our love of history, is almost completely hardwired, that history is all wrong, and that its wrongness is the result of the later evolution of what was originally hardwired, are pretty much a package deal. The second and third hard-to-accept assertions build on the first one, and they do so in ways that make them hard to reject. If cognitive psychology, evolutionary anthropology, and most of all neuroscience between them explain why we are so attached to history as a way of understanding, they also undermine history's claim to provide real understanding of the past, the present, and the future. Just to be clear, historians are perfectly capable of establishing actual, accurate, true chronologies and other facts about what happened in the past. They aren't wrong about feudalism coming before the Reformation or whether Italy and Japan were on the Allies' side in World War I. Moreover, historians working in archives, for example, retrieve documentary evidence for important events in human history that have disappeared from collective memory or were never even noticed. More important, many written histories, especially those produced in the academic departments of universities, are more than just accurate chronicles. The approaches to the past that many professors of history employ can provide powerful new and better explanations of well-known historical events and processes, often by identifying causes previously unknown or ignored, as we will see. Academic history is more than and usually different from true stories. But academic history isn't the history that we consume to explain individual human actions and the lives they constitute, or to understand famous creative, political, public, and scientific achievements, fateful choices, and their all too often tragic consequences. That's because nowadays, academic history is rarely narrative. The history that professors write these days has been deeply influenced by the sciences, social, behavioral, even natural, and it rarely seeks to explain individual achievements or even lives, singly or taken together. Academic history often makes use of stories, records, letters, diaries, chronicles that people write down as evidence for its explanations. But it is not much given to explaining by telling these true stories.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?